Welcome back to Hit It Here Talk. Today we're joined by Mariners 29th overall pick, Johnny Farmello. Thank you for joining.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for having me on.
So we're going to start by kind of going into what got you into baseball. So you started playing baseball at Westfield High in Virginia, and you had the chance to be just the, I believe, second or third player drafted out of that school. What's it feel like to have that next to your name and kind of thinking about all these players looking up to you just as you looked up to other players from that school?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It definitely happened really fast. The draft is interesting, especially out of high school. You kind of like almost just ignore it for the longest time. And, you know, the scouts are coming to your games and watching you work out and stuff, and you kind of just ignore it because you don't want to get, you know, caught up in the hype and everything. But it's pretty cool. I definitely think, you know, being the second or third guy at my high school is an honor. And to have some kids look up to me is also an honor. So definitely, you know, a lot to prove as well, though, from that. So
did you kind of look up to either one of those players, Justin Bour or Brandon Snyder, when you were at Westfield? Were those names that you kind of looked up to as goals to reach the MLB like they did?
Yeah, Brandon is a good friend of mine. He's actually helped me hit. He was like kind of one of my hitting coaches for a while. And he helped me a lot throughout my development. He's kind of a family friend. He's a great guy. So I think he was like the 13th or 14th overall pick in 2005, I want to say. So I didn't really quite catch him, but that was always kind of a thought in the back of my head.
How much advice did you get from them about the draft process, Brandon Snyder, about the draft process and kind of learning about scouts watching you? Did you take any advice from them? Was there anything you learned in particular?
Yeah, I definitely got a few tips from Brandon. Just play, just do your thing. You don't have to be a hero. Like, you don't have to be that guy and you know, hit a home run every time. You know, there's a reason that you're getting scouted and there's a reason they're showing up. So just kind of trust yourself, trust your abilities, and just kind of try to win. That's kind of what it always comes back to for me. Just compete.
So you had a slightly different debut than the other two picks from this year's draft, where you didn't play in the regular season, but you debuted in the postseason. So for a lot of fans, there's that question mark of who is Johnny Farmello? How would you describe yourself as a player?
Yeah, I think I'm a kind of a power speed threat in center field. I can kind of do a little bit of everything, you know. I can steal bases, but I also have a little bit of pop, you know, on a good day. And, you know, I can play a pretty good defensive center field. So I think I'm kind of a dynamic athlete, but also have some of that skill that it takes to perform on the baseball field. They can expect a little bit of everything from me.
For those who don't know, I believe you stole 56 bases in 48 games or something like that with Westfield in your career, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Do you kind of see yourself as that 2020 type player, if not more?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's a big goal of mine is, you know, to kind of like a Trey Turner, like a Cunha, kind of have both the power and the speed. But, you know, it'll take a lot of work for sure.
Was there a moment in travel ball, high school, or just a showcase that stood out to you as a moment that kind of defined your career and showed you could play at the next level?
Yeah, I went to a USA Baseball event. It's called PDP, Player Development League, something like that. I think there's like 90 guys there. This was kind of going into my senior year of high school. And I was with all the best players in the country, and actually I was also with the two other kids that the Mariners drafted in the first round as well. And that's kind of where I kind of learned that I could hang with the, you know, the best players in the country. I could be better than these kids. I can compete with these guys. So I think that was a big kind of turning point for me.
You touched on having played with both Cole Emerson and Ty Pete. How cool is it to be drafted in that same draft class and just literal picks later for I believe you and Ty Pete were back-to-back picks, so that's even cooler.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think a lot of kids, you know, that go out of high school in the draft, you know, their first or second rounders, and then the team kind of picks mostly college kids the rest of the way. So it's almost like you're kind of on your own. But like for us, we have each other. We're all, much different too. We're different personalities. We come from different places. So to have each other, it's really cool. It's fun.
For everybody who's kind of played baseball, there's that role model in their life that's gotten them to this point. Who is that role model in your career to this point?
Yeah. I don't really think I like have like a strict role model like on the baseball field. I don't really try and copy a lot of people or anything. I try and kind of just be myself. But a player that I like and someone I kind of like studied a lot, I guess, is Bo Bichette. Just he's got a really cool swing. He's got cool hair. Seems like a good guy. So I guess that I hope that answers your question.
Yeah. And actually, that's something not a lot of people might know about you is you actually played some infield before. Is that something that you think you might go back to down the road if the Mariners have that in your plan? Is that something you think you could still play, or is it outfield from here on out?
I mean, yeah, I'm definitely open to it. I love playing infield. I'm not the best at it. I mean, if they would, if they recommended it, I would definitely be open to it. And I definitely think, it's extremely valuable to be able to play all over the field. So definitely, something I would love to do in the future.
Something I've noticed about you through social media and just in general is your faith looks to be very important to you both on the field and off the field. How would you describe that as how has that helped you as a player so far?
Yeah, it's just like an extremely firm foundation for me. I think like this game and a failure in this game can break a lot of people. But for me, I know that Jesus died for my sins, and I know that God is real, and he's out there. So to have that foundation, it takes the pressure off, because I know that he has a plan for me, and whatever happens with me on the baseball field and off is a part of his plan, and so I can just kind of relax, and rest in that. So I think it's just a great thing to have.
Absolutely. There's a lot of high highs that come with this sport, and there's also a lot of low lows. So it's important to
For
have that
sure.
faith there to really carry you and help you through all of those.
Definitely.
Let's take you back to draft day. So, what were the emotions running through your mind as you got that call that you're going to be drafted by the Seattle Mariners?
It's pretty crazy. I had some calls earlier in the draft. So before I got called by the Mariners, I kind of knew that I probably wasn't going to go to college. But I didn't know, like, I didn't expect to get picked by them that early. So getting that call was pretty crazy. Yeah, I mean, I think it was more of a relief than anything because, like, I wanted to get drafted so bad. And so, you don't really know what's going to happen until the draft night. And just to kind of get my name off the board was just a sigh.
And something special about your pick that I don't know if you thought too much into is the Mariners got that pick for Julio Rodriguez winning Rookie of the Year. Did you get a
Yeah.
chance to maybe talk with him about that when you went down to Seattle, or do you plan on it? Because that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I met him like briefly in Seattle. We didn't really get to talk about the actual, pick, or I'm not sure if he knows I'm his pick or whatever. But I think it's pretty cool. Yeah, I think it is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean the whole scenario, just the rookie of the year, the draft being held in Seattle, it's just kind of such a cool moment, so many things all at once.
Yeah, I agree. That's something I didn't even think about when I got drafted, was like the crowd reacted, pretty like nicely to me, and then I realized, oh, it's in Seattle. That's
Yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah, so not only did you get the chance to be drafted in Seattle, but a few weeks later you also got to be in Seattle for that just to sign the contract. Did you meet anybody on the field? Because I know I was talking to Cole Emerson and he talked about meeting Ichiro, but I believe he was in Seattle a few days before you.
Yeah, they were before me. So I got to meet Julio. Obviously I got to meet Scott Servais, the coach, the whole front office. Other than that, players wise, I didn't really get to meet a lot. it is right before a game, so you don't want to, disturb
Interrupt.
them too much. But yeah, I did get to shake Julio's hand, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. And we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, just talking about Ty Pete and Cole Emerson, but baseball helps you build some of these really great relationships and one of with opposing players and future teammates. And one of those relationships I found cool was, I believe you and the Giants first round pick, Bryce Eldridge, played against each other in high school. And you ended up actually making your debut in Modesto against Bryce Eldridge and the San Jose Giants. How cool of a full circle moment is that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's pretty cool for like all the people in our area too, kind of from our hometown, because they all like kind of connected those dots. And then actually in Bryce's first at bat, he of course he like hit one like just a million feet in the air to me in center field. So my first like real play. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean that just the kids in the area that shows them that could be you and your friend in so in just a few years if you work towards it, if you put your mind to it. So that's really, really cool.
Exactly. Yeah, it is cool.
Are there any other guys that you're looking forward to playing against that you might have grown up with or playing with?
That's a good question. Can't really think of much off the top of my head. I have a bunch of guys that are at the University of Virginia right now. That's the school I was committed to go play at. So I think, once those guys in a few years get around to the draft, to hopefully Seattle picks up one of them or I get to play against one of them, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really a small world. You always cross paths with these people you wouldn't expect to.
Exactly.
Wrapping back around to your pro debut, how absurd was it to debut in the playoffs? Was that something that was planned? Did you know that was going to happen beforehand?
No, I did not know that was gonna happen. Yeah, I got sidelined in Arizona for a few weeks, so I kind of didn't wasn't able to debut in the Arizona Complex League, and so I started playing in like an instructional league in Arizona for a few weeks, and I was playing pretty well, and then I got the call at like 9 or 10 at night, like hey, you're getting moved up, and so wake up like super early the next day. Like 4 or 5 a.m., go to the complex, pack my stuff up, get on a flight to California, get there, take like a 2-hour Uber to Modesto, get to the field. And they were like, hey, like you're starting tonight, batting second in center field. So it was pretty crazy. I was off like 4 hours of sleep. It was insane. I think going from like Arizona to low A is a big jump just because it's like low A is kind of like real like baseball where fans are coming, like you're trying to win the game, especially playoff games. You're doing the same thing in Arizona. It just feels a little different, I think, because of it's hot, there's no one in the stands, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean to just and then you ended up hitting your home run, I believe it was in the first or the second or third game of the playoffs, which is completely it looked like you didn't miss a beat.
I got at bats in Arizona before I moved up, so it wasn't like that was my first like real pro game. But it like I did get my first hit, my first home run up there. But yeah, it definitely felt good to just get up there and like kind of just feel it out for a few games before this upcoming year.
So that 2023 Modesto Nuts roster was just absolutely stacked. There's probably a lot of guys that you're going to be climbing up with, such as Lazaro Montes. Obviously, we mentioned Cole Emerson, Ty Pete. What about that roster was so special for you in that short time? What was the vibe? What was the chemistry like?
I think it was just like the blend of college and high school guys, and I think we all had really good chemistry because it was a lot of draft guys. We all kind of came out of the same draft, and it was really fun. Like the few games that I played, it was very relaxed. It was just kind of we were showing up to the field, and it was kind of like, hey, like everyone just do their job. Like at some point, we're probably gonna have a big inning. Like we're probably going to score 8 or 9 runs tonight. That was just kind of the expectation. And that's kind of what happened every game that I played with them. But it was a great vibe.
Yeah, and to win your ring and the first year, it's just completely absurd. I don't think you could write it any better than that. First round pick and then winning a ring literally a few months later is just script is crazy.
Yeah, I definitely think I got like a little bit of an inflated experience, you know, like.
Yeah, don't expect that.
Four or five games in low A and are in a ring and like playoff, they're all playoff games, like the crowd's into it, you know. So, but yeah, I'll take it.
Looking up to like the next few levels, Everett, Arkansas, Tacoma, and obviously Seattle, are there any players in particular you're looking forward to sharing the field with and just kind of learning from them and getting some advice?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, the guys from our draft, looking forward to being with them. I think, you know, Cole Young's one of those guys that, you know, obviously everyone knows how much success he's had. You know, got to meet him and hang out with him during like a strength camp we had this fall. So definitely it'll be fun to play with them, or him. And then, you know, another guy, Bill Knight, he got up to AA this year, met him at the strength camp as well. Nice guy. So I'm looking forward to playing with those two guys.
You talk about the camps. How important is that for the chemistry building with some of these guys that you don't play with already? So how important is it for you to really meet these guys before you play with them, get to know them, and just kind of get some advice from them?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, pretty important. I think it's just good to have a good like vibe with people in the organization. A lot of these guys are older, they're college guys. They've been through so much more than, you know, I have just coming out of high school. So they can give you a lot of tips. And, you know, they have different routines that they do themselves. And, you know, you see them do that every day. So you learn from some guys. You may take one thing from one guy, another thing from another guy. I think it's really important to have that, you know, makes it more of like a culture in the locker room, which is good.
It also helps with the softer landing. Like if you're going to Modesto or something, going back to Modesto or going up to Everett, you know somebody there already.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great point.
Switching to some fun topics, some more fun topics. Earlier last week, you had your first professional baseball card release. How crazy is that to see your face on a baseball card and be able to sign all those cards?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I like the business part of all of it, you know, like if you play well or whatever, then your card goes up in value. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Are there any players you're going to be collecting, any of your teammates or anything like that?
I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't really decided yet. I got a card store kind of near my house. I was like, you know, contemplating whether I should go buy a rookie pack and just see what happens. But yeah, I wasn't planning on like chasing my card or anything. But we'll see. I might change my mind.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be out there for many, many more years. That's the cool thing about it. You'll just see it all around. Yeah.
Right, right.
What are some of the hobbies that you're into in the off season? So what's a Johnny Farmello off season look like?
Yeah, I mean, most of it's baseball. But out off the field, I like following the stock market, which is kind of like a weird thing that I've been, you know, kind of doing for a while. I got into it in high school. So every now and then I'll try and follow it and make some trades and, you know, make some money. I'll play golf with my dad every now and then. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Maybe fish on a nice day. But I'm a pretty simple guy. But yeah.
Out of curiosity, you mentioned that you got into stocks in high school. Was that kind of right around the time when like GameStop and everything was popular, all that stuff?
Yeah, the short squeeze.
Yeah. That was a fun time.
Yeah, it was.
If you weren't doing baseball, what would you be doing as a profession?
I'd definitely be fooling around with the stock market. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
It is fun. It's fast. You get a little adrenaline rush. It's kind of like more like controlled gambling, I guess.
Yeah, it's like professional gambling.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids who look up to somebody like you, who's, you're young, you got drafted out of high school. That's kind of everybody's dream who's trying to go pro. What would your advice be to them, just from a professional standpoint, and how do you tell them to just, what are they going to expect, I guess?
Yeah, I think you have to be extremely competitive with yourself and with other people. Like, you have to be able to look at someone and, you know, maybe it's your friend, maybe not, but you have to be like, hey, like, you know, this guy's good. I'm going to be better than this guy. I'm going to work harder than this guy. I'm going to beat him. And, you know, like, you have to be really competitive. You don't want to be, you know, a jerk or anything. But you have to be super competitive, and you have to, you know, do the same thing with yourself. You have to be really disciplined and try and kind of beat yourself every day. So, yeah, that'd be my advice.
And it sounds like you're basically saying surround yourself with like-minded people. How important is it to surround yourself with those like-minded people?
It's really important. You know, I surrounded myself with that Bryce Eldridge kid, you know, who went to the Giants. And he was, you know, he was always better than me in high school. I was always chasing him. I was always trying to be better than him, you know, and, you know, I still am. He was picked higher than me, but we have a great relationship off the field. So I think that that can really, like, change a lot of things for a kid.
And looking forward to 2024 and just the years to come, what are some of your biggest goals?
Yeah, I think my biggest goal is to stay healthy the whole year. Just stay on the field. If you know, if I'm not on the field, I'm not really valuable. Talk about that all the time. Other than that, though, I think it's just execute my routine every day. I haven't really, like, laid down a lot of goals yet for the new year. But I try not to, like, obsess over things that I can't really control. You know, like, oh, like, I want to make it to high A, I want to make it to double A, whatever. Like, of course, I want to make it up as fast as I can, but I can't really control that. So, yeah, I know that's kind of boring, but that's where I try and keep my head at.
Yeah, and I think that's also a good thing to just kind of be simple, because if you're looking forward to, like, I deserve to be up in high A, I deserve to be up in double A, you're going to get lost in that, and it's going to kill your motivation or something like that. So it's really, it's great to hear that. That's the great mindset to have.
For sure.
If you could take one element from any MLB player, past or present, so like skill set, speed, power, anything like that, what would you take and from who?
It's a great question. I would probably take the power of Ortiz, David Ortiz. I think if I had his power and then, you know, kept my speed and kept my bat to ball, I think I might be okay. So, yeah.
I might be more than okay. I might be unstoppable.
Yeah.
I guess one of the final questions is, if you can leave behind a legacy off the field, what would you want that legacy to be?
Yeah, I think it would be a legacy of faith. I just want to be a man of faith. You know, I'm a big Christian, and I really do believe that, you know, it's real, and it really changed my life. So I think that's the legacy I want to leave. And I think through that, I'm going to, you know, hopefully be viewed as a good guy, a nice guy, someone who's humble and serves others. So yeah, that, you know, that's the ultimate goal.
And that's something I'll translate onto the field too. So that's, definitely. I love to hear that.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And I guess the final thing is, what is the message you have for the Mariners fan base? What is something they can look forward to from you and all the younger guys coming up in the next few years?
Yeah, I think they can look forward to really just strong farm. We got a lot of prospects. You know, like when I was with the low A team looking around and our team, it's like, I was just thinking, like, we're not supposed to be this good. You know, this isn't regular. So I think the future is really bright in Seattle. And yeah, it's going to be fun. It'll be interesting to see where it goes.
Perfect. And that wraps it up. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to seeing how you do in 2024.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.